Welcome on in, ladies and gentlemen. The 2021 NASCAR Cup Series has been completed, and your winner and 2021 champion, winner of 10 races plus the All-Star race, Mr. Kyle Larson. Brian Owen, Adam Cheek here with you. Adam, in my opinion, the best driver of the entire year won the race. 10th race win of the year for Kyle Larson, clinched his first Cup Series championship. He led more than 2,500 laps, second straight title for Hendrick Motorsports as Chase Elliott won last year. So is this the start of a dynasty for Larson in the number five car? And then is Hendrick back to their old championship form of old?
Well, that's kind of such a multi-layered question where you've got one level of things is just how freaking good that car driver team were, you know, all season long. They won 10 races, which is more than a quarter of the schedule. They got 20 top fives, 26 top tens, a couple of poles, but of course they didn't have much qualifying all year, so that's kind of neither here nor there. 9,000 laps run all season. He led 2,581 of them, which is a little under 29% of all the laps run the entire year. It's a level of domination we haven't seen in quite some time. And I'm a little hesitant to say that it's a dynasty for Larson specifically because of the championship format as to how it lends itself to, you know, chaos and not, you know, having really a guaranteed win in some level, because you points mean nothing going into the final race of the year. Kyle Larson could have won 35 races and lost the title to one of the other championship four. But I do think it's a resurgence for Hendrick Motorsports because we saw them good all year long. They had that 1-2-3-4 finish at Dover. They won 10 races with Larson, 2 with Chase Elliott, 4 with Alex Bowman, and 1 with William Byron. That's 17 overall, which is just short of half the entire 2021 season schedule. Everyone except for Bowman had at least 20 top tens. Everyone except for Bowman had at least 400 laps led. It was an insane season for that entire organization. And I think we're starting to, they had that those few years where it was like, oh, what's happening to Hendrick Motorsports? We don't know what's going on with them. But I think they're finally back on some level as to whether they'll win, you know, 5 straight titles like they did with Jimmy Johnson, whether with Kyle Larson or with their cars as a whole. I doubt that. Just given the format and how good teams like Joe Gibbs Racing are, but I think it is a return to the form of old for them. And I think this year was the sort of the pinnacle of that, not the pinnacle of that resurgence, because that implies they'll go downhill, but the just kind of the signifier of how good they're going to be for years to come.
Adam, compared to last year's race at Phoenix, its sophomore showing showed a little bit more competition and we saw a little bit more lead changes. So was this a good sign of things to come for Phoenix as the final track of the season?
Well, I think as a whole it was just the entire weekend, because you had Friday's Truck Series race. You had the championship contenders running kind of well. John Hunter Nemechek was making some moves. But then you had the pass for the win was a bump and run. Ben Rhodes moving Zane Smith out of the way to win, bookend the season with victories. On Saturday, you had kind of all four of the championship drivers were up there from time to time, particularly Austin Cindric, Daniel Hemric, and Gregson Allmendinger a little further back. They weren't really in the front as compared to the way Cindric and Hemric were. And you had another bump and run for the win with Hendrick and Cindric trading pain as they crossed the line. Hemric winning his first championship along with his first race, which is insane. It was an insane weekend as a whole, and it capped that off with the Cup Series on Sunday, because last year was disappointing because we had the top four running top four, but it was very, very, you know, Brad Keselowski led for a while and then Chase Elliott kind of took over and that was kind of it. Nothing really came up to throw a wrench into the running order. Today, everything hit the fan because we had the early runs, Kyle Larson, Chase Elliott out front. Then Martin Truex Jr. makes that charge to the lead, never gives it up through the end of stage one. And you had Ryan Blaney and Kevin Harvick leading up there for a while, non-playoff guys playing a part in this. Kyle Larson winning stage two. And then that final pit stop where Larson had things well in hand. He and Elliott were kind of battling a little bit. And then Truex gets out front and then he leads, and then there's a caution, and then Larson's team gets him out front, and Truex is within striking distance of Larson throughout the end of, you know, basically through the end of the race. He might have been able to make a move had it not been for a lapped car there at the end. So I think this is a really good sign for Phoenix, kind of lackluster last year, really picked it up on all fronts this year for all three series. And there's, Phoenix can kind of be hit or miss, but I think this year's finale was really, really good. And I think it's going to be a good sign of things to come. I definitely enjoyed it. Definitely held my interest for pretty much the entire race.
Adam, let's wrap it up really, really quickly here. Ryan Newman's comments this past weekend, it seems like he is going to be calling it a career for full-time racing. He left the door open for some part-time work in 2021. So just overall, his career, what do you most remember about it? And then overall, do you think we'll see him a little bit in 2021, 2022?
Well, Ryan Newman's basically been racing my entire life because I was born in 1998. He's been around as long as I can remember. Unfortunately, some of his more memorable moments weren't good for him. Particularly, like, the first memory I have of him racing is his 2003 Daytona 500 flip, you know, the car going into the infield, tumbling, coming apart, and everything. I vividly remember that being one of my first, like, racing memories, just because it was such a striking visual. Of late, of course, his Daytona crash, but, you know, good moments. I remember his clutch win, or his kind of out of nowhere win at Phoenix in 2017, when he just said, you know, he stayed out, he made it happen, and he won. One of my good friends from middle and high school was a Ryan Newman fan, so that's one of the more memories that sticks out to me, I think.
It was a magical career. He had, I will always remember the poles that he had when he was that number 12 car, that blue, beautiful paint scheme for Penske, and just that 14-second lap at Bristol. I mean, it was incredible the way he had control of the two laps every single Friday, and even sometimes Saturday, but every single Friday. It was just very, very cool to see. If it is indeed his final race, he will
insane
be
made. Insane pole speeds. Yeah.
Exactly. One of the hardest people to ever pass at any track. That is the Rocket Man, Ryan Newman. For more on Ryan Newman, check out all the latest on frontstretch.com. We got so much content. Daniel McFadden, Davey Siegel, and our boy Sturby, Zach Sterniello, is on the ground in Phoenix covering all of the action from all three series. Just check out all of their work on frontstretch.com. Adam, it's been a pleasure, buddy. We've fought, we've laughed, we were sad, we were mad, we were happy. We had every single kind of emotion from February to November. You got mad at me, I got mad at you, we laughed, and everything in between. I couldn't have done it without you, buddy. I appreciate you, and I thank you for everything. And I think we got about one, maybe two more shows before the off season, so let's kick it into high gear for a little bit of a recap sometime next week, and then we're going to take some time off and regroup, recharge, and get ready for the Clash, in which yours truly will be on site to cover in LA, so I'm looking forward to it. But we got about one,
absolutely,
two more shows, and I'm looking forward to it, bro.
Yeah, absolutely. Great year. Had a lot of fun doing this. I enjoy doing it every week. Preview and then a recap and then a preview and then a recap. And I'm excited for 2022, but excited for the two or three that we might do in the off season. Maybe more than that. Who knows? Especially one to kind of look back at the entire season. It was a heck of a year, man.
Exactly. Got to make sure and check our social media accounts this upcoming week, so you guys will know if we will be doing a off or a 2021 season in review. At Adam and Cheek, at the Brian Owen, and at Front Stretch. For Adam and everybody here at Front Stretch, thank you so much for joining us, not just this week, but for every single show from every Friday to every Sunday to recap and preview all the latest in the NASCAR Cup Series. We truly appreciate it, and we'll hopefully talk with you one or two more times before 2021 ends.